It's the Astros and Yankees in Game 7 of the ALCS. The winner moves on to play the Dodgers in the World Series. Loser goes home. The fans fired up at Minute Maid Park. Pick it up. Scoreless in the second. CC Sabathia facing Yuli Gurriel.
Drill to right. Judge back on the track. At the wall. Leaping. I don't know if he took a home run away, but it was close.
She sure did take a home run away from Gurriel.
Gattis, and when he connects, they go a long way. 2-2. That's into left center field. When he connects, they go a long way. 1-0 Houston in the fourth.
That was a changeup, and that changeup's not supposed to be up.
Morton with that great ground ball rate percentage.
Ground ball softly hit left side, fielded by Bregman. He goes home with it. The tag by McCann. He holds onto the baseball. He did.
What a great decision by Bregman.
Now it's Altuve. He's 0-1 with a walk. And Altuve rifles it pretty deep to right. Judge is going back at the wall. See you later!
Jose Altuve homers for the second straight game. It's 2-0. Altuve's fifth home run of the postseason.
Now Brian McCann, who walked twice. That is down into the corner. Gurriel the third. They'll bring him to the plate. Not in time. 4-0 Houston.
The 1-0. That's popped up left center field, pretty deep. Springer going back, Marvin Gonzalez going back. Up against the wall, and Springer!
He jumped over Marvin Gonzalez's glove and snatched it out of midair.
The Astros are one out away from their first AL pennant, one out away from a save in Game 7. Bird into center. Springer says he's got it. The Houston Astros win the pennant.
The Houston Astros win 4-0. Take the series 4-3, and they are the 2017 American League champions.
The Astros clinching their second pennant in franchise history, first in the American League. Justin Verlander wins the ALCS MVP, going 2-0 with a .56 ERA. The Astros and Dodgers in LA for Game 1 of the World Series on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Astros are heading to the World Series for the second time in franchise history. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
When I got here, no one talked about winning. And that was one of the first things that Altuve told me in my office, that he wanted to win. And that represented what the next step was for this organization. And obviously in 2015, we got to taste it a little bit. 2016, we had some disappointment. 2017, we're going to the World Series. So, you know, the standards that have been established here, the work that's been put in, the synergy that goes on from the front office to the clubhouse to from ownership. I mean, we really are connected because we all have a common goal, and that's to win. And I don't care whether you're old school, new school, analytical, traditional, it's about winning at this level. And I think this organization gets it.
Towards the back, AJ.
AJ, I know you're a baseball guy, but Boston, New York, L.A., I mean, no one's ever done this. I mean, that's climbing the ladder against the best that have been in this game. How gratifying is that to you to be on a team that has that opportunity?
No, we've earned it. You know, I think our team has been singular focused from the very beginning. You know, in spring training, we felt like we had this caliber team, and at that point, we stopped talking about it. We really were getting towards month by month, trying to put up good months of winning, and we had a sensational start, and then had a rough August, and then put it together in September, and have had a nice run here in October so far. We have one more series to get the ultimate prize, but there's two teams left standing, and I don't care what cities they're from, one of them's Houston.
Right up front here, AJ.
AJ, can you talk about the performance you got from Morton tonight and then to have McCullers come in, to have him from those guys really kind of propelling you to the next series and what that means?
Yeah, really the last two nights. You know, we came home, from New York pretty beat up. You know, we wanted to win it in New York. We wanted to close this out as soon as possible. And being up two games, we go to New York and get beat up and come back and needing some big-time performances, and we got it in both games, specifically today. You know, with Morton and McCullers, we couldn't ask it to map out any better. I mean, these guys came out throwing strikes, throwing quality strikes. The power breaking ball works against these guys. They executed a great game plan. Brian McCann handled them terrifically. We come up with some big hits, and we look up, and we got our 27 outs from two guys. You know, everybody talks about Game 7, and you're going to need you know, 12 pitchers to get through 27 outs. And, you know, outside of a couple times, I warmed Will Harris up about a half a dozen times. But other than that, we were perfectly content with what Morton and McCullers were doing because they were so dominant.
To your right, A.J. Scott.
A.J., congratulations.
Thank you.
Every World Series, obviously, is very, very special. The fact that it's only this organization's second World right. Series in like 55 years of existence, how meaningful, does that make it more meaningful?
Very meaningful, you know, because, you know, there's some guys in the clubhouse that were here during the build, and then obviously we've gotten close along the way with the 2015 playoffs, and then feeling good about our team last year falling short, and then this year getting a, you know, division title for the first time in a decade, and now the World Series. So I have such an appreciation. I never knew what it felt like to get to the World Series in any job that I've had in 20 years, and now I do, and I have a great appreciation for what it takes to run this journey. You know, we won 100 plus games in the regular season. We won a lot of games in the postseason so far, but it's not easy. This is a grind, and getting through so many ups and downs, regardless of how the season goes, is awesome. When you get rewarded, you know, with a chance to win a world championship.
To your right, AJ Richard.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
What did Verlander mean to you yesterday and the whole time he was here, especially yesterday?
You know, I think obviously he's a premier performer at the highest times, the most intense times, and you can't teach that, and you can't buy it. You have to have it or you don't, and Verlander has it. So I, you know, for him to come to this city and to this team, you know, to recognize the opportunity and then go out and do it is pretty impressive. And I think I've seen an incremental increase in every facet of our game since he arrived. So a little bit of Lance McCullers, a little bit of Charlie Morton, a little bit of Dallas Keuchel. And along the way, Justin Verlander was probably the best pitcher in baseball during that stretch. So that kind of impact is hard to articulate. It's also hard to get.
Did you think your team? I'm sorry. Did you think your team was reeling, or how did you feel about mentally, physically coming back here?
We felt great. You know, I think in some ways, I think this series, as unique as it was, you know, it wasn't over after 2. I said that. It wasn't over after 5. I said that. It's now over after 7. I'm really happy. I don't want a game 8. But I think our team always kept perspective. You know, it was rough in New York. It was a rough way to play, especially losing in game 4 the way we did. But this team's pretty resilient. And I know most teams, you say that when you go through all these struggles and different things throughout the year. And we did. We had injuries. We had guys, you know, get hot, guys get cold. We stayed the course. And as a manager, you ask your players to stay the course. When you actually see them do it, it's as rewarding as anything in baseball.
To your left, AJ Bryan.
AJ, ever since you came here, there's been the chemistry in the clubhouse. It was on the 15 team, but you know, you're around these guys every day, whether it's Altuve, Gonzalez, Verlander, and Keuchel. The brotherhood that you guys have, it's not overrated.
No, it's not. And you know, look, my job as the manager is to set the culture, the expectations, the standards, the baseball. It's the player's job to develop the chemistry. And you know, I think our organization has done a good job of building through the draft, building through trade, and targeting guys that can make an impact, you know, in the clubhouse and also on the field. And you know, obviously good teams always say that. We want chemistry, and, you know, what comes first, the chemistry or the winning. But, you know, when you have it, you want to hold on to it as much as possible. And the way that this team grew together from the beginning of spring training, with the additions of McCann and Reddick and Charlie Morton, and then obviously through the trade of Verlander and Maben, guys that don't get talked about when guys get called up, we've got a good thing going because of we have one common goal, we have one common standard, and that's to be your best every day.
Take 4 more. Start with Tyler.
AJ, what to you is the most impressive thing about Lance McCullers? You've seen his whole development here.
You know, he really does love the moment. You know, I think we saw that in New York. I think we saw that tonight. You know, it wasn't an easy year for him, having to battle a couple of different things. And, you know, he makes the All-Star game, and then his second half could have easily fallen apart based on how it went, whether it was performance or health. He never conceded to it. He rises to the moment and has as good a killer instinct as you would ask out of a pitcher. You know, putting him in the game – was our plan all along. We wanted to have both those guys go. I didn't know he was going to be as dominant and go as long as he did on 3 days rest. But his killer instinct, his feel for the moment is pretty impressive for a young guy.
Right up front here. Go ahead.
Congratulations, AJ. Just talk about, you said you guys came home kind of battered and bruised both mentally and physically. Talk about the 10th person, the crowd, and the enthusiasm that on every second strike, just cheering and roaring and instilling that confidence to go just a little bit further.
Well, we couldn't have asked for a better crowd the last two nights to step up and provide some energy on a team that thrives on energy. They were loud from pitch one. They were into it. This city and this fan base fell in love with this team a while ago. There was a lot of buzz about this team as we got underway into this season. There was a lot of expectations. One of the hardest things to do in sports is live up to the expectations or exceed them. And the fan base hung in there through a tough August. They hung in there through a trade deadline that was controversial. And then we get to the August trade deadline and the boost that Verlander came with. They responded, and they've been loud. They've been good. We're going to need them in Game 3, 4, and 5 against LA because, you know, this team represents Houston in a lot of good ways. Certainly, the good qualities.
And last one, right?
AJ, can you talk about obviously, it's, you know, getting to the World Series is important, but you guys have been preparing to win it, right?
Yep.
So, how much your team grew just in postseason? Can you talk about that?
I think at the end of the season, I saw a different focus out of our team. It was, at the end of the season, we ended in Boston. Then we went to Boston in the division series. Now we play the Yankees, who are red hot. We end up beating them in seven. You know, our guys are battle-tested now. And we had no question coming in. I think more people had questions about us than we question ourselves. But and now we chase the ultimate prize. You know, I mean, there's two teams standing. It's a race to four wins now. Started as a race to 11. We got seven of them down.
Justin Verlander goes 2-0 in the NLCS and wins the MVP. He talked after the game.
I mean, it feels great. There's no other way to put it. I mean, it's so easy to say, we want to win the World Series. I've been very fortunate my entire career to feel like I've had a team that we had a chance to win a World Series, and I've only been there twice, and that's over 12 plus years. So it's not easy to get here. And, I don't take any of this for granted. This is what we play for. These are the experiences that you remember at the end of your career when you look back, winning these games, just playing in the World Series, hopefully winning a World Series. It's a special bond that you create with that team and that city, and it's really special for me to be a part of that and to be part of that so quickly. I think I've been here for somebody said like 50 days now, so to feel this bonded to a team in a city that quickly, I think is something special.
Right up front, Richard.
Two questions, Justin. What was it like being part of this group? What did you learn about the group as you became part of the team? And the other thing, what was yesterday like, knowing the momentum was slipping, it was elimination game? What was that whole day like?
Man, those are two really different questions. What was the first one?
The first one was being part of this group.
Being part of this group. All right. So from top to bottom, from ownership down to every single member of this organization and every single teammate, immediately welcomed me, and not just, it wasn't just, hey, like, glad to have you. It was a different type of feeling. I feel like I bonded with every single person on this team almost immediately, for many different reasons. I think a lot of the pitchers, I really enjoyed talking to a lot of them, just kind of picking my brain, me picking their brain. And then the position players, man, it's something special to see these guys play. And I made a point to let them know that I've competed against these guys a few times, and I know how good they are. And to be on this side of the fence is a nice feeling. And the second one.
And what was yesterday like? After a tough 3 days.
Yeah. Yesterday was one of the best moments of my career. Plain and simple. To come back home after being swept on the road, and to be able to to keep these guys off the board for seven innings and be able to come away the winning pitcher. I mean, when you're in the backyard as a kid, I know it wasn't game seven, but it's a win or go home game. When you're in the backyard as a kid, always dreaming of being a pitcher. And I mean, those are the moments that you create in your head, and to be able to succeed in those moments, I mean, it's the most fulfilling thing you can do.
Right up front, Justin.
Richard kind of started it, but can you talk about just what you've learned about this team since you've been here in the 50 days, and how good you feel about, especially after what you saw tonight, what we all saw tonight, moving forward and getting to the ultimate prize, the next step?
You know, I think this team as a whole can win baseball games in so many different ways, and I think we showed so many of those different aspects in just this series. You know, in seven games, I think we show we can win with pitching, we can win with hitting, we can win with defense, we can win with base running. I mean, there's just so many facets to this team that I mean, you don't win 100 plus games by accident throughout the season. You have to find different ways to win a ball game. And although our offense kind of floundered a little bit early in this series, we still managed to win baseball games with our defense, our running, our pitching. And then later in the series, our bats came alive, and we won games with our offense and pitching. I mean, it's a very dynamic team that can hurt you in a lot of different ways.
In the back, Justin, Ken?
Justin, you said 50 days in Astro and about 14 years prior to that with the same organization. I'm just wondering, is it a surreal quality at all? Is this fully sunk in that you just joined this new team after so much time with another team? And
to be honest with you, no. I think this is one of those things that it's been such a whirlwind, and I've been so focused on just helping this team achieve its ultimate goal. I don't think it's one of those things that'll really kind of sink in until probably this offseason. So, I mean, it's a pretty crazy kind of experience for me, and I can't really put it into words, my emotions. At this moment, I know I made the right decision to come to this organization. I mean, this is what you envision. So,
I think we got three more, Justin, to your left here.
Justin, when you arrived at Minute Maid, it was September 2nd, which was that doubleheader. I think you arrived in between, and that was right after Harvey. And you know, you've helped out. What's it been like to be a part of the city? The fans take you in. You're playing. The team's playing so well. You're in the World Series, but knowing that it's following that aftermath and what it means to the fans and the entire city of Houston, having gone through that hurricane.
Yeah, you know, I've touched on this before about having the experience of playing into a World Series with a city that kind of needed a boost and something to cheer for. And there's a lot of people that are really hurting right now in this city, and you know, it gives the city something to rally around. It gives people something to cheer for that otherwise may not have a lot to be hopeful for. And to be part of that, you know, no matter how big or small it is, whether you're the you know, MVP or whether you are the last pitcher in the bullpen, that's something that you will never forget, and how the city embraces all of that, I'll never forget. And I'm so grateful for my time back then. And I think it gives me a different sense of what's going on here and now. And, you know, that's why I started what I did with my charity and the Patriot Grant and donated my playoff share. It's, you know, I know what this can mean, and I want to help and in more ways than just playing on the baseball field.
We got two more for Justin.
Justin, you're going to be the elder statesman that's been to the World Series with a team that's young, and it's going to be the first time that the majority of them experience that. What do you have to do between now and game one in LA to get off of this high to be ready to play ball again?
Nothing. Keep the high. I mean, this is. I mean, we played two win or go home games, and we won them. I mean, this is. I mean, I think I've been on the other side of this twice, where I was part of the World Series team that had swept and won early, and was waiting to see who we were going to play, and you know, the other teams went deep into their series, and I mean, it's you know, this team's playing great baseball. I mean, we played our best baseball when our backs were against the wall, and I think when you're battle tested coming into it, coming into the last series, I think you just try to maintain that feeling.
And finish up right here, Justin.
Justin, you're a pitcher on the staff who has faced the Dodgers this year, and in fact, you beat them when they were in the middle of that epic run, 8 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. What do you remember about that team? What do you take into the World Series going against them?
You know, I remember feeling good that day. I think I'll probably look a little more into it, obviously. You know, I remember Bellinger wasn't in the lineup. So, I mean, there are things that will be different, and obviously this is a completely different situation, being a World Series game that, as opposed to a midseason matchup. So, I, to be honest with you, I'm not going to take a lot into that game.
Jose Altuve with his fifth home run of the postseason. He talked after.
I mean, it was a crazy game. The fans were excited since the first pitch. And, you know, I think we put some good at-bats together. We could score early in the game. And then, you know, we went from there. I'm so happy that we won this game because I think my team deserves to go to the World Series.
Now, Jose, you really got after it in this postseason. A 500 on base, slugging 775. You go from first to home to win a game. What flipped the switch? How did you get to yet another, like a seventh gear in the postseason this year?
You know, Brian, this is a team that really deserves for you to go out there and play hard. You know, if you see those guys out there inside the clubhouse, they've been working hard every single day. And I wanna like help them. You know, I don't want them to go out there by themselves. I wanna be part of this team. And you know, that's why I'm going out there and playing hard, doing everything I can to help my team.
Jose, Cliff Floyd, man. Hey, look, I know your boy, you know, Justin Verlander got the MVP of the series, but I think you got robbed. I just did a whole video on you. But you know what? I mean, I'm just saying a whole little breakdown on how great you were, and that homer was tremendous.
No, I really appreciate it, but I think one of the reasons why we are going to the World Series is because of Justin. You know, those two games that he pitched were amazing, and since the day that we got him by trade, I was so happy, and he, you know, he's going to the mound every single day and putting a lot of effort, making a lot of quality pitches, and I'm really happy that he's in my team, and I'm really happy he's the MVP of this series.
What's going on, Carlos Peña? Hermanito, dímelo.
Carlos.
Felicidades. Congratulations, buddy. Hey, look, we've seen videos of you working really hard in the offseason, and this team was predicted by ESPN, was it, that you were going to win the World Series this year?
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated, that's right. Sports Illustrated, get it right. Do it. How much work goes in a day-to-day? Because we're celebrating now, but I know it's taken a lot of work for you guys to be in this position. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Carlos, I think you said it, and you know this more than anybody because you were part of this team. When we lost 100 games, and you know, I know everybody's happy. Everybody see the Houston Astros right now going to the World Series, but they don't know what everything we've been through to get to this point. It's a lot of effort. It's been, you know, it's not only one or two players. It's the whole team, the whole organization, the whole city, putting a lot of effort to be in the World Series like we are right now.
Yeah, you went through those three straight 100-game losing seasons. Jose, what did you think? Jeff Luhnow comes in and really starts from scratch. You were the building block that they kept there, that stayed there. What did you think those early years about the chances of getting to be a powerhouse?
I mean, I knew that we were in a rebuilding process and that we were losing 100 games. But you know what? I really believe in the process, in what they were doing. And I was getting, you know, working really hard to get better, to be part of this team. When they become a World Series champion, like we are trying to do it right now. So I'm really happy to be part of this team. I'm really happy that every single guy inside the clubhouse brought something to the table to win this game, to win Jester's game, to win during all season, and finally make it to the World Series.
The Astros are heading to the World Series, where they'll take on the Dodgers in Game 1 in Los Angeles at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday.